For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump has submitted written answers to Special Counsel Robert Mueller, but Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani tells Fox News Sunday host Chris Wallace there will be no face-to-face sit-down with the Mueller team.
Good luck. After what they did to Flynn, the way they trapped him into perjury, and no sentence for him, 14 days for Papadopoulos, I did better on traffic violations than they did with Papadopoulos.
So when you say good luck, you're saying no interview.
They're a joke over my dead body, but, you know, I could be dead.
The Special Counsel investigating possible ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. On ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, Illinois Democratic Senator Dick Durbin said a border wall will do little to stop the flow of illegal drugs across the border.
80% of the narcotics coming into the United States are coming through ports of entry, official openings in the so-called barrier or wall between the United States and Mexico.
The president wants $5 billion for the wall or threatens a partial government shutdown on Friday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump is hailing a court decision against Obamacare as a great ruling for the country. This comes after a Texas judge Friday ruled the Affordable Care Act was unconstitutional based on its mandate to require people buy health insurance. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins tells CNN's State of the Union she'd like to see the mandate go away, but to keep the good parts of the plan.
Such as coverage for people with pre-existing conditions, the mandated benefits for substance abuse and mental illness treatment, and also allowing young people to stay on their parents' policies until age 26.
Family members of a 7-year-old Guatemalan girl who died in U.S. Customs and Border Protection custody after reaching the U.S.-Mexico border are taking issue with statements from government officials that she died of dehydration and shock. Her father says the girl did not lack food or water and was in good health when she was detained. The two had traveled by bus with about 40 other migrants, according to Ruben Garcia, director of the nonprofit Annunciation House in El Paso, where the father was staying. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Some concerns about the welfare of a Saturday Night Live cast member prove unfounded. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
Fans were relieved when comedian Pete Davidson introduced the second musical performance on this week's SNL, a job usually reserved for the show's guest host. But Davidson's appearance capped a day where some feared he was preparing to commit suicide.
Once again, Mark Ronson and Miley Cyrus.
After expressing support on social media Saturday for musician Kanye West in a struggle he's had with mental illness, Davidson posted, quote, "I really don't want to be on this earth anymore." Later, he deleted the social media account altogether. A police officer was sent to NBC Studios in Manhattan to check on Davidson, while a company spokesperson apparently told NYPD that Davidson was fine.
The world has been put on notice that its best efforts so far will fail to halt the devastation of climate change as countries come to a partial agreement at UN talks in Poland. COP24 President Michal Kurtyka says all the nations who agreed to put the Paris Accord into action should be proud of their achievements.
With approximately 200 countries in the room, it is not easy to find agreement on a deal so specific and so technical. But in these circumstances, every single step forward is a big achievement.
Leading figures in climate science and economics said much more must be done and quickly to stave off the prospect of dangerous levels of global warming. For U.S.